Well, Larry, I just want to encourage you to continue to pursue that. I know it took me a lot of time. It took me days, I think, to convert all of mine. And then I finally took that rack of CDs and I took it to the dump and I threw it in the dump. And we no longer have that following. That ball and chain is gone. But it was worth it getting them all converted. And I know that you will enjoy it. I sometimes I'm going down the road and there's nobody on ham radio, so I switch it over to FM stations and I have it scanned through every one of the FM stations. And sometimes it lands on talk radio. Sometimes it lands on old soft rock or, you know, stuff that I like to listen to. And then sometimes there's absolutely nothing. And at that, there's nothing interesting on that radio. And if I'm going to be in the car for a while, I take my phone out, I plug it in, I go to the iTunes library, and I go to my workout folder, which is where all my 70s songs are. Okay, and I put them all there because when I'm working out, I listen to my 70s songs. And I just love those songs. That's me. That's because of the point in time that I was raised and what I did when I was younger is, you know, muscle cars and loud soft rock radio. I didn't like the acid rock and all that stuff. I never got into that. But converting all of that over was worth it because I can listen to it in the car when I'm going down the road and there's nothing else that's playing that, or there's nobody on ham radio, or when I'm actually doing my workout that I do now because of the heart condition. That makes that time go by really quick. Because I never, you know, when I got into being full-time working and I was learning like IBM's IFW, which is an extremely complicated how humans work with banks, it took everything I had to learn all that stuff. And there was no room for music in my life. But then when I retired, it came back in, right? But you come back to that. You come back to the things that you enjoy rather than things that you just have to do. So it will be worth it to get that converted, taking the time to get that, and then carry that. Make sure you carry copies of that library wherever you go, from one computer to the next computer to the next computer. And I have it on my cell phone. I have it on my Unix boxes. I have it on Raspberry Pis. A lot of things would have to die before I would lose that library. Anyway, appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, Larry, and hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kick off, please. Check in and out. K4EXP. Kilo 4. Echo. X-ray. Papa. Marcial. Luna. Good evening, everybody. 73, everyone.
Okay, that last station that just checked in, you're kind of scratchy. I got for sure, I got the K4, and then I have a question mark, X, question mark. K4, something, X, something. Can you come back with your suffix one more time, and you might repeat it a couple times because it is pretty scratchy.
K4EXT, Kilo 4, Echo, X-ray, Papa, copy.
That Kilo 4 Tango X-ray Papa, K4 TXP.
4 Echo XP. Kilo 4 Echo X-ray Papa. K4 EXP. Thank you, sir.
Is that Marcel in Saluda, North Carolina?
Roger.
Marcel, I do appreciate your patience with me and your persistence with getting checked in there. Because my ears aren't as good as they used to be. Neither are my eyes. Anyway, Net Control would like to recognize K4EXP. That's Marcel, and he is in Saluda, North Carolina. Do appreciate you taking the time, Marcel, to check in this evening, and appreciate your patience with me and your persistence to get checked in. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Go ahead.
Thank you. And Dave, I just wanted to say to Marcial, who just checked in, it's been a long time since I've heard you on the net, and you picked a night to come back, but just wanted to say that it's a pleasure to have you. KK4JBQ.
Thank you. All right, we appreciate that, Larry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, nothing heard. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Sunday night edition of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.